Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. We're diving deep into something super important today. Cultivating joy and happiness through mindful living. Ever feel like you're on this endless hamster wheel of chasing the next high, the next dopamine hit? I know I have, trust me. It can leave you feeling drained, empty, even a little lost. But what if I told you there's another way? A way to find true lasting joy not in fleeting distractions, but in being present, truly present, in this moment. Think about it. How much of your day is spent scrolling through social media, checking emails, or just zoning out? We're constantly bombarded with information and stimuli, leaving little room for quiet contemplation. That's where mindfulness comes in. It's not some mystical practice reserved for yogis on mountaintops, although that sounds pretty amazing. It's about bringing awareness to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's about being present in the here and now. Okay, so how do we actually DO this? Here are five key takeaways that can help you start cultivating joy and happiness through mindful living. 1. Practice deep breathing. Seriously, this one is game changer. When stress hits, our breath gets shallow and frantic. But when we consciously slow down our breathing, it sends a signal to our body that it's time to relax. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and take a few deep breaths in through your nose. Hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times. It'll calm your nervous system and leave you feeling centered. 2. Ditch the multitasking myth. We love to think we can do it all at once, but multitasking is actually a productivity killer. Our brains aren't wired for it. When we try to juggle too many things, we end up focusing on none of them fully. Instead, commit to one task at a time and give it your full attention. You'll be amazed at the difference in quality and focus. 3. Cultivate gratitude. Ever notice how much better you feel when you appreciate the good things in your life? It's true. Make a conscious effort to notice the little things. A beautiful sunset, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger. Take a moment each day to reflect on what you're grateful for. It shifts your perspective and opens you up to more joy. 4. Engage your senses. When was the last time you truly savored a cup of coffee or felt the warmth of the sun on your skin? We often go through our days on autopilot, missing out on the richness of sensory experiences. Make an effort to engage all 5 senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch in everyday activities. 5. Disconnect to reconnect. I know, it's tough to put down the phone. But constant digital stimulation can leave us feeling drained and disconnected from ourselves and others. Schedule regular digital detox periods where you unplug completely. Go for a walk, read a book, spend time with loved ones, reconnect with what truly matters. Now, let's talk about something real. Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, buried under emails, feeling overwhelmed and stressed. The deadline looms, your mind is racing, and you just want to escape. Sound familiar? This is where mindfulness comes in. Instead of getting swept away by the stress, take a few deep breaths, focus on your breath, and notice the sensations in your body. Feel the weight of your hands on the keyboard, the coolness of the air on your skin. Acknowledge the stress, but don't let it control you. By bringing awareness to the present moment, you can choose how you respond instead of reacting impulsively. You see, cultivating joy and happiness isn't about eliminating all the challenges in life, because, let's be real, those are inevitable. It's about learning to navigate them with grace, presence, and intention. It's about finding peace amidst the chaos, appreciating the little things, and choosing joy even on the tough days. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these mindful practices into your daily routine. Remember, every small step counts. You don't need to overhaul your entire life overnight. Just start with one thing. Maybe it's taking 5 deep breaths before bed or savoring a cup of tea mindfully. Take action, my friends, and let's create a world filled with more joy, presence, and connection. Until next time, keep decluttering your dopamine and embracing the beauty of this moment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.